Hey, hey, howdy ho. James Grinning is not here. It's Daniel. Oh, you're not James Grinning, are you?
No.
It's Daniel Markham with Nerd Roundup. This, we have some news about James Grinning. He did have the operation last week. He's doing much better now. No. This is Katrina.
I'm forced to be here.
She volunteered very nicely. I said, Katrina, would you do this for me? And you said, no. And then I said, would you do this for me? And you said, no. Then I went, please. And you said, all right.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it happened.
So, if you haven't done this before, I'm Daniel Markham. This is Katrina Markham-Minkowitz.
Yep.
Okay. And this is Nerd Roundup. And Nerd Roundup basically is just me taking the top 10 or so stories I found nerdy that was cool to talk about in the last week and just shooting the crap about them because we like having fun and just goofing off and such. We had Scott Ambler and Mark Danziger scheduled this week. Mark had a root canal, I think, or something. He's like, I would love to come, but I had this dental procedure I really wanted to
do. Dental procedure.
Yeah. So, yeah, he really wanted to come. and Scott is a trooper, so we're going to reschedule those guys. Bob is in Cancun, and James, I haven't heard from in a while. Okay, so I'll show you these little stories, and I will say something about why they're cool, and then you can say whatever you want to say.
Okay.
All right. But you can't say any damn bad language, okay?
All right.
Okay. All right. That is not what I wanted to show. Okay, so this is an article that says, what does it say? This is a story about how to do this thing called Unix philosophy, which is just how to be simple when you do it when you're a nerd. Like, do simple stuff as a nerd. That's what this says, right?
But if it's simple, why do you need instruction on how to do it?
Because we have a very hard time being simple. You may have noticed this. In all of this gear we have here, just to shoot a video, you could with a phone. I've got four lights. I've got three screens. Yeah. We have problems with simplicity. So this was funny because this guy wrote this article on how to do simple. This is, they've been talking about for 40 years. But this guy wrote an article. Hey, we should just keep things simple. And the guy responded on this forum I go to called Lobsters. He's like, no. This is so fine, except for here's this complex thing that you can't be simple with. And the respondent was like, no, it's like this. And he said, here's two lines of things. It's simple. So what was funny was like the guy said, no, this doesn't work. And then the other nerd said, but it does work. You just don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I do that a lot at my job, too.
It's fun. What do you do for a job?
I work at a call center.
Ooh, you call people?
No, they call me. We're inbound. I work for the education system, so Pearson Ooh. Customer support.
Ooh, that sounds pretty neat. Why are you off to the side? There you are. Right. So, yeah, we do have the bag of animal noses. Next article. Okay, so this article is like this guy telling this long story that we don't have to talk about, but the long story is like, I moved to this country place and my internet sucks and I thought it would get better and it just kept sucking.
That reminds me of you.
It sure does, doesn't it? Doesn't that, like, oh boy, we've been here. We had, I was one of the first people in my county to get a T1 line because I leased it from Richmond, but I'm sure you guys have done the same thing. But once I decided I didn't want to pay $2,000 a month for a T1, we went to what, satellite?
Yeah, it sounds about right. We have about three satellites on this house.
Yeah, we have all these dishes out back. It looks like a NORAD center. And then the satellite was, it wasn't bad. It was good at times.
We couldn't watch too many YouTube videos at once.
Oh, my goodness. No, we just one at a time. And video chatting would be like with a four-second delay. It was bad. So now we actually have a kind of Wi-Fi that bounces off a tree. We have a tree internet. When you want to fix the internet, you have to climb a tree. And it goes to a nearby mountain. So it's like a Wi-Fi Max. We call it Wi-Max, I think. Much better than the satellite. Okay, so, this guy, he replied going, hey, a lot of this, your county government could actually give you, like a lot of cities have internet. And it's because they have cool people that work there. But most of the people that work in cities and counties are just sort of people who might be really motivated to work there, but they might not care too much about your internet. Is that nice?
Yeah.
I try to be nice. I'm pretty good at being nice. Okay, so this next one, oh, you'll like this next one. Okay, so this is called the microwave auditory effect. Okay. So, have you heard of a Havana syndrome?
No.
Oh, my God. Okay, so there's these guys, diplomats, working at the embassy in Havana, right? And they started doing weird things, like, I don't know, twitching or, I don't know, ordering porn online. They were just doing weird things.
Buying animal noses.
Everybody has animal. I've got a bag of clown noses. I'll give you one if you're good today. Mm. But only if you're good.
That makes me not want to be good.
I'll make you wear one if you're bad. Anyway, so these guys in Havana, and they started twitching and had brain damage. And they think that somebody was beaming microwaves into, like, where they were working and hurting them. Like, maybe Cubans or Russians or something.
Like, microwaves are falling from the sky?
Yeah, well, they don't know where they're coming from. But see, the thing
like
is...
Like, a whole microwave?
Yes. They're walking in the street, and they get hit by this big guy with a microwave. Like, damn, that hurt! Yeah, they don't know where it come from, because the guy's big.
I could use a new microwave.
He had a Russian accent. The microwave, you couldn't unread the buttons on it. No, it's microwave, like, radiation. Okay?
That's less interesting.
Well, yeah, it is. So, yeah, have you ever, like, put a gerbil in a microwave?
Oh, my God, no.
Well, it's not fun. Really, you don't want to do that. It's no good. So, yeah, microwaves will hurt you. So, yeah, if you had a giant human-sized microwave, you would not want to get in there.
So, basically, in Havana, they think a whole bunch of people are throwing microwaves from other countries to those people.
Yeah, they're beaming like microwaves, which, by the way, is also what we have in our little tree. Our tree uses 5 gigahertz microwaves to talk.
So you have a microwave in your tree?
Yes, we do.
Oh, my word.
Wi-Fi is microwave, sweetie. Actually, your phones are microwave. So, that's the problem, is that microwaves are just like a type of radio, right? And so, microwaves are everywhere, and these people said, hey, there are people beaming things inside my head, making me do weird stuff. People didn't really take them too seriously at first, because that's the kind of thing that crazy people say.
True.
Like I receive radio messages from Jesus on my fillings. That's not good. They don't believe you. But these people actually had CAT scans done. There's something going on here. So, the cool, nerdy part of this is first you got, like, this Russian guy hitting people with the microwaves, which that's pretty cool, right? But you've got this conspiracy thing that nobody wanted to believe, but then they're measuring an effect. There's something there. And last week, my friend Bob was picking on me because it is a conspiracy theory. But this nerd pointed out that there's a thing called, that we did all this research in the 1970s and 80s to actually take microwaves and mess with people. And you could actually take microwaves and make people hear stuff. So, like, you could be on the mountain and I could have, like, my little thing from the tree and I could make you hear stuff. Isn't that cool?
That is pretty cool.
We'll try that later.
No.
Okay. So if that's not cool enough, how would you like to have oxygen sprayed up your butt?
It's not high on my list of things I wanted to try.
So, this is nothing to do. This is not a blue thing at all. It turns out a lot of animals can breathe through their butts.
Turtles can, I believe.
Turtles can. There's types of fish that can. And some scientists thought, you know, hey, wonder what else can breathe through their butt. So they... I guess it was kind of a slow week for the scientists. Went out, found a pond and a bunch of little animals, and they got a lot of stuff that could breathe through their butt, turns out. And they even think that they think that people can breathe through their butt as well.
Is that what farting is?
That's kind of a burp. Like, that's a bacteria in your butt. So did you ever watch the movie Abyss?
No.
Okay, so these guys go down the submarine, and it's like really deep, and... They were talking about how can we dive deep in the ocean, and the guy said, "We'll just breathe liquid," and the other guy said, "No, you're stupid. You can't breathe liquid." And so the guy pulls out this thing of clear liquid, takes a live mouse, drops him in, and the mouse struggles because the mouse thinks he's drowning, of course. But then he starts breathing, and he's fine.
Is that true, though?
That really happened. That's a true thing.
Wow.
Now, they never developed it for diving, but they have these thing called petrofluorocarbons or something that lets people absorb oxygen. The problem with using it with people is that it's really difficult to breathe liquid. And then it sucks to feel like you've drowned, which is kind of bad. And then the real problem is, like, once you're done, you've got this, you know, lungs full of fluid, which you'll die trying to get that out of your lungs. But anyway, so these guys, well, we'll just take this magic liquid shit, and stick it up people's butt and see what happens to them. And they had, I think, some primates or whatever that did very well with this. So they're thinking people with COVID, people with pneumonia, people who have COPD, this could end up being a really, really big thing.
You stick liquid up their butt?
Stick this liquid, harder tetrafluorocarbon stuff up their butt, and then they get oxygen in their bloodstream.
If you aren't motivated to wear a mask and not get COVID before, you will be now!
Yes. Yes. And then they've got the special Mexican stuff they put up for the people that are not good. Okay, so. This next story is about having your computer hacked. Have you ever had your computer hacked?
I've had my email hacked.
Was it a Russian?
That's kind of rude to ask.
Oh, okay. Well,
I never asked them.
Did I ever tell you that I had my server hacked by a Russian?
No.
When you were very, very little, I had an office across the street, and I set up my own server farm up there when I had the T1 line, because this is, everybody, of course, does this. And I had I had like an email server, I had everything, a DNS, NTP, it was really cool. But I had this Russian guy came in, he hacked my email server. So I've seen Russian hackers. He was very nice, so he would send me emails once a year telling me Merry Christmas from my own server. So it's,
would he really?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what else he was doing, but nobody ever, coppers never came, so I was okay.
But what's the one weird hack?
So, did you hear about the pipeline hack last week?
Yes.
Okay, so the pipeline hack was done by people unknown wherever they are, the dark sky people. And the dark sky people apologized. They said, you know, hey, we're sorry about hacking your pipeline. We just like holding up governments and like small businesses. We didn't mean to take away your gasoline, because please don't come hurt us. We're not political. And this security expert said, you know, first of all, you can't like hack anything. A government, whatever you do is political, right?
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, all these hacks have code built into them to prevent them being used wherever the hackers are from. That way the cops don't come and kill them. So what he says is what you do is you install a virtual keyboard as if you were a Russian person, and the hacks will not take over your computer because they think you're Russian.
Huh.
Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
This is good stuff. And you didn't have to wear a cowboy hat or anything. You sure you don't want to have an elephant nose? I've also had a hat. We wear hats here quite a bit. Like that. Yeah. You can't use the chicken. I keep the chicken for myself. Late at night, I talk to the chicken. It's a thing we do.
The chicken doesn't talk back.
Not with you around. So this next question is, hey guys, hey other nerds, did you try this thing called Elixir for a project? And if you did you like it? And Elixir is like this super cool blah, blah, blah thing that programmers do, okay?
Okay.
And this first guy said, hey, we're moving away from it because, oh my God, we got to do this nerdy stuff and it's not working or whatever. And this is the same as that other thing with the Unix story. So this guy, he tried doing this super cool thing, but he tried doing it sticking inside a Docker container system, which didn't need to be done. He tried doing he got stuck and didn't really know what he was doing, right? And because he didn't know what he was doing, he actually ended up with this thing that was super duper complicated that could have been simple. And so this Elixir thing is a type of language and system that if you deploy, I've seen people take 80 servers, 80 big servers, and like run everything on one computer. So it's really cool. It can save you a lot of money. But if you do it the wrong way, it will hurt you, and you will be sad. And they make you wear little noses at work. They made me wear noses for a long time.
I don't think they had to make you.
You know your father, don't you? All right. That's fine. Do you know what plutonium is?
I've heard it in different shows.
Plutonium is the thing they make atomic bombs out of.
We need more of those.
Yeah, yeah. Well, see, when I was a kid, back when Galileo was a little boy, we went to school together, we were the dinosaur at work, and they told us you couldn't have plutonium in nature. That plutonium was one of them transuranium elements that you could only make in something called, well, a breeder reactor. It was, they told us you couldn't have it, but these Japanese dudes, they found plutonium from outer space.
Huh.
So this means one of two things. Either there's some process involving supernovas that make all of these cool elements we said they you couldn't make, or aliens are having nuclear bombs, and they're having some sort of war somewhere near us, and we just got this little bit of it. I'm going for the alien thing.
I hope it's the first one.
Yeah.
Aliens will destroy us.
Yeah. did you hear about the signal hack?
No.
Do you know what signal is?
I know what signal are. Cell phone signal.
No.
Radio signal. TV signal.
So you remember how I keep saying it every now and then, like a text message says, hey, you should install this thing called signal, and then our text messages will be secure. And then you never do?
I don't remember those messages.
Okay. You neither confirm nor deny them. So there's a little piece of program you get that keeps all your little messages secure. And you can use it or not, and if you use it, then it keeps them secure. If two people use it, it keeps it even super secure. Well, these other dudes made this thing called a Cellebrite. It's a little thing you plug a phone into. And so the idea is the cops arrest you. They say, hey, give us your passcode. So you type your passcode in. They plug the little box in. It sucks out all the stuff from your cell phone and then tells the cops what you've been doing, which is bad, really. If you, you know, if you've talked to, if the chicken talks back late at night, you might not want the police to know that. Some places, that kind of thing's illegal. So, the Cellebrite guys make this whole thing that tells coppers, like, what all your... Coppers is the way you use. This is kind of the hip way of saying it.
Coppers. All your messages.
Oh, yeah. Coppers. Dirty coppers. Ah. Right.
That term actually comes from the copper badge police officers used to wear.
It's my kid. I love you. I love you. I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's because they wore the copper star badges, so people call them coppers, which then short down to cops.
I did not know that. Are you sure you don't have your own nerd show?
I'm sure.
Okay, just saying that. So the signal guys are like, well, gee, this kind of sucks because the Cellebrite guys posted this blog saying that they could take our and read our messages, right? So what the signal guys did was they bought one of these little Cellebrite machines and they reverse engineered it and found out that it was broken and they could actually put fake files on the user's machine and it would hack into the Cellebrite machine. And all the other machines that the Cellebrite machines ever connected to.
And oh, like, no.
Well, yeah, that's bad enough. But then they published their own blog entry that said, hey, you know, we got one of these little Cellebrite. You know, they can read our messages. And if they read the wrong message, we can actually hack their thing. So from now on, we're going to include random little files with our user's installation that, that users won't need to look at. Nobody knows. We won't tell you which users have which files. But good luck, guys. So this
wow.
lawyer, yeah, this lawyer wrote this article. He's like, you know, everybody's an asshole here. The Cellebrite, the signal guys are probably the right, most correct people because you don't want people stealing your messages. But they were pretty, pretty asinine.
I can see it's gonna. Okay, come on, come on,
get your chicken out.
I made a chicken head.
Defend yourself. This is like the kung fu. Hey, hey, hey! Not the hat! Stay away from the hat!
The hat's the weak spot.
Yes, it is. Anyway, so this is Nerds Fighting, which may look familiar to some people.
Honorary nerd.
You are an honorary nerd. You're not a copper. Have you heard of NFTs?
The National Football Tournament.
Non-fungible tokens. You ever heard of Bitcoin?
Yes.
Bitcoin's like imaginary nerd money?
Yes.
So this is like imaginary nerd pictures.
They've also recently come out with Dogecoin,
yes,
which is very similar to Bitcoin.
So a friend of mine on Twitter 4 years ago was one of the Dogecoin like founders, and he used to post all the time how awesome it was and how hey, he had all this Dogecoin, and I laughed at him. And he has a lot of money now, and I don't laugh at him anymore.
That's why you're always nice to your local nerd.
So, the nerds come up with this, hey, if we can sell you imaginary money thing, we'll just sell you, like, imaginary pictures. Imaginary little bits of nothing. And, I mean, that's what they're doing. It's a non-fungible token. Like, what did the guy say? He said it's not even a picture. It's a link to a picture. So, there's really, really nothing at all. And so, all these crypto experts came onto this conference and laughed at these people doing NFTs. Does this sound familiar? And they said how stupid they are. Oopsie. Okay. We've got two more left here. This next one is very important. The cicadas that are coming out actually can eat a psychedelic fungus that causes their butts to fall off.
A lot of butt stuff going on in the world.
There is. If you see a cicada without a butt, just be nice to them because they're probably tripping. And you don't want like a little angry tripping out bug like chasing you around and stuff.
Without a butt,
yeah. Because, he couldn't even breathe, really. It'd be sad. He'd be right out of his rug. How do bugs breathe? How do they breathe? How do cicadas breathe? They're like underground.
They don't. Maybe they just exist.
Give me that chicken. You've shamed the family.
Not the seppuku.
Yes. Yeah, chicken duku. All right, so that's another butt story. I'm sorry about the other butt story shit, eh?
They're the most interesting.
Probably so. So you heard about the pipeline hack, took all the gas away. Yes. Did you hear that they gave them $5 million?
No.
Yeah, they gave them $5 million.
They rewarded them for hacking into our pipeline.
Well, if they have, most of these companies pay off because you don't pay off, you never get your stuff back. This has been going on for years, by the way. They just don't like talking about it. So, yeah, they took away their gas, which made everybody talk about it, which is why the hackers apologized, because they're getting a lot of attention. But come to find out, they actually paid these dudes $5 million. If that's not bad enough... The federal government a couple of days ago said, you know, you can't be paying people $5 million. That's against the law. We're going to fine you extra money. May throw you in jail. So here's the deal, okay? You run this little company and, like, you're making widgets or whatever. And a bunch of Russians or somebody comes in and takes all your stuff hostage, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you really suck. You're sad. And then they say, hey, we want some money. So you're like, okay. Well, here's the money. And then the government comes in, kicks you in the ass again because you give them the money. Like, thanks.
Really, yeah. Can't win that situation.
That is a bad thing. So, this is the thing where I close up. Okay, you can stay with me through this, okay? See, here we have this thing where we talk about... Oh, see the little duck? The duck's waving.
Duck is nice.
Yeah. Here we talk about, hey, there's a podcast, the audio part of this, if you're interested. I appreciate you coming by. Our guests had lots of fun. And then I go to this last page, and this has like a 3D rendering of yeah, I burned out my Alienware Dell doing this, but it's like a 3D rendering of the book that kind of rotates around. Look at that. Huh? Yeah.
You could almost grab it.
So, Daniel Markham and his daughter Katrina, this has been another week. You've wasted yet another hour of useful time. Your mother said you could have been a doctor, but no, you're spending time with us, and we appreciate you having you. I'm Daniel Markham, and I will see you on the internet.